David Martin tells us about the target.
U.S. officials estimate 20 Russian-made aircraft belonging to the Syrian Air Force were reduced to scrap metal. Satellite photos show 59 cruise missiles, each with a 1,000-pound warhead, hit ammo dumps, storage sites, and radars spread out around the 10,000-foot runway. Commodore Tate Westbrook commanded the small Navy task force that launched the missiles.
These were targets specifically associated with the Syrian government's capabilities to deliver chemical weapons, and had been specifically attributed to the recent attack against the civilians.
Westbrook told CBS News he first was alerted for the mission on Tuesday. The same day, a Syrian jet was tracked taking off from the airfield and dropping a bomb loaded with nerve gas on a roadway, where it left a small crater and a cloud of death. At the time, the destroyers Porter and Ross were some 1,500 miles away.
I turned both ships around, and both ships maintained maximum speed to get in position all the way across the Mediterranean.
By the time President Trump approved the strike at 4:30 Thursday afternoon, the Porter and Ross were southwest of Cyprus, well within the 1,000-mile range of their cruise missiles.